spanning the globe to bring joy to one and all.
All right, boys, prepare to be dazzled.
Righting the wrongs.
That's what I'm talking about!
Your daily dose of positive nuggets.
Oh, I'm so happy, I can't even feel my arms.
A show for the faint of heart.
It's crazy, it's crazy, it's crazy.
Spreading sprinkles of knowledge as far as the eye can see.
You is talking loco, and I like it.
Jay Daniels.
Well, there's nothing like experimenting.
Kevin James.
My life is good, really good.
It's that I just don't care.
And anyone else who wants to work for free. It's Spokane's official morning show, Jay and Kevin.
Well, hello, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids and adults of all ages and sizes. Hello and hi there. It is I, the Righteous Reverend Jay Daniels, broadcasting a live from beautiful downtown Spokane, Washington, 99201. Live from Studio C, second floor, Digital World Broadcast Center of the KXOY building. It's a Monday. It's the 16th day of September, 9/16/24. Welcome, fellas. Hello.
Monday.
Good morning.
He's a little song I
love.
Oh, whoa. I want to sing it note for note.
It's a Monday song.
Oh, God.
I didn't know there was one.
Yeah, there's not.
Oh,
yeah,
we don't bring it out often, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
Just on special occasions?
Yep.
Oh, what's the occasion?
It's a great question,
actually.
It's
the middle of September and it's Monday.
Ah, that's it, yeah.
Feels right.
Last week of summer, I guess. I mean, you know, if you're going to be all official with the calendar and all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I guess it is, yeah. Huh.
Just blink and it's gone, Steve. Blink and it's gone. You guys ever think about... You know, you're like, do the thing where you go, I'll do that if it's better for the environment. You ever do that where you go, oh, I never thought of that. Maybe I'll do that. It's better for the environment. And then do you ever do that where you think about that?
Well, yeah, I suppose with certain things, like, I mean, even as simple as, you know, not throwing something out your window or not...
just recycling or whatever it might be.
Yeah, just in general. Becoming more conscious of it, I guess.
Well, I mean, there was this, I was reading this article and it was talking about, you know, the number of trees that you cut down for, you know, all kinds of things, all kinds of purposes. And one of the purposes was for toilet paper. And I was like, oh, wow, yeah. And I was like, oh, you cut down 17,000 trees a day for toilet paper. I thought, wow, that's a lot. And then I realized, well, they were just trying to sell me something, of course, and it was bamboo toilet paper.
You know? Ooh.
And I was like, wow, that seems like that would hurt, is my first thought. I don't think so, though, right? Well, apparently it's just fine. And so I was like, well, okay, geez, you know what? Maybe.
So we don't care about bamboo trees.
Well, bamboo grows 100 times faster than a regular tree, Kevin.
It does?
Yeah, I didn't know that. But
it doesn't do anything for like 20 years, right?
I don't know what that means.
Gosh, I wish Coach Few was available. I'd call him. Because that's the book he always makes all the team read called Water the Bamboo.
Water the Bamboo, yeah.
And I bought it. I had the book somewhere. I've never read it.
Clearly.
But the whole concept is that you plant this bamboo and you water it and you water it.
And it does nothing for 20 years.
It does nothing. It just sits there underground.
Wow. Yeah.
It doesn't do anything.
And then, boom.
It grows at such a rapid rate
that you chop it down
and it's so strong and everything else. Yeah. And then you wipe with it.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
It's kind of like at that point, it becomes St. Mary's. And we wipe with it.
I enjoyed it.
That was well
played.
Yeah,
so I don't know what the length of that is.
So
I would type it into the computer right now, but I can't.
Yeah, can't type. You don't have a computer.
I don't have an arm.
Oh, wow, that's fun. So I said to my wife, hey, maybe we should do bamboo. And she's whatever. So then I said, she goes, what? How much is it? And I looked it up. I'm like, Costco,
boy.
30 rolls for $24. Yeah, you know, it's... You know, it's not.
I feel like it's okay.
Yeah. And then I look up bamboo, 24 rolls for $66. I'm like,
yeah, it's going to be more spendy.
Cut those trees.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
So I set my alarm for 12 minutes. My alarm goes off 12 minutes later, which did not feel like 12 minutes. Then I'm like, I'm right on time. This is great.
Kevin James.
I drive out of the driveway. I start driving to work, and I realize I'm literally out of gas. I have to get gas. I get the gas. Took forever because there was something wrong with the first pump I pulled up to. I pulled up the second pump. Get the gas. Get to work, and then I realize I'm 12 minutes late.
On the Big 99.9. 99 Coyote Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Yeah. Well, hello on this Monday morning. I had something happen to me that is, that's a new one. I think that's what I said. I think my exact quote was, well, that's a new one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, packages here at my apartment complex kind of come and go. I go through pretty good stretches where it's like, I haven't had anything taken from my front door for quite a while. And when it happens, it's just, you know, we all don't like it, right?
Right.
It's no fun. Stop taking people's packages. I was doing the thing, picking them up at the
concierge. No one listening to this show has ever stolen a package off somebody's doorstep.
God, I hope not, Jay.
It hasn't happened. I'm going to tell you right now.
I hope not.
But they might know somebody, so yeah, pass it on.
Yeah, and I just don't know. I don't. And this is one of those, I was in the shower. Mm-hmm. And I saw that the package was delivered. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, I got to get out and go get that.
And how did you see that, by the way?
On my phone.
Okay, so you got a notification.
Yeah, it
okay.
makes a little chime.
Sure,
it
goes, yeah, I got you. Yep.
Ching! Mm-hmm. Your package is here. That's how it does
uh-huh.
it.
You've got mail.
Yeah, right. And so I thought, oh, okay, well, you know, it takes me a little while to shower now and get everything done and all my legs and arms and lungs and God, whatever's wrong with me. It's all. And so I get done and I go out there to grab it and it's gone. And I just thought, you know, I hope you need that package that has gauze and algae, you know, all these things
for
my wounds that I ordered. I hope you need those more than I do.
That's awesome.
Now, with it was also a paper shredder.
Ooh.
Because that was the other thing I bought. I was just like, I need a paper shredder. I don't have one.
That's too much free time on home at home with your phone.
Oh, it is. Well, somebody brought it up. My son had brought it up before, and I go, yeah, you're right. I probably should.
Yeah.
Because his thing is, dude, you see people digging through the garbage a lot.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, I get what he's doing. Yeah,
you're probably not wrong.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, yeah.
It's kind of fun, too. I'm not going to lie.
And one of those, when you look at it and then you realize, that's $39. Why do I not have one?
Yeah, I went with you. Yeah. It's the kind that sits on top of the trash can?
It comes with its own little can.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Just
gosh.
Shred it.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Good, Fancy. Own little can.
Good times.
Keep it away from the kids. Just a tip for you.
Because they'll shred everything?
Well, I mean, just saying, you know, they could, you know, if you could, you could put your little tiny finger in there and that's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We had that conversation
yeah.
last night.
Okay.
And I was like, Amelia, your hair, if your hair got
I know, it's
in there,
all the stuff, Kevin,
very,
clothes,
very
anything. Yeah, you got to keep it away. Just helping out where I can.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah. We got to keep people safe, man.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, you don't have to worry about it now because it's not there, so never mind.
So, package gone, whatever. Oh, yeah, see, but if somebody was listening, they already know the mystery has been changed because we were playing with it last night because yesterday afternoon, I go out to my front patio. Well, I don't, but my son and granddaughter do. And she's like, Papa, your package is out here open. And I'm like, what?
Huh.
Sure enough, there was my package opened, nothing missing out of it. They just had opened it and realized, I don't know, this guy probably needs it more than we do. We should put it back.
That's hilarious.
Never had that happen.
That is awesome.
And you want to go, oh, well, maybe it was an innocent mistake. No, it's not. I'm the only apartment that's down here.
That's weird.
You just grabbed it. You took it
home.
Although,
now that you've said it, I kind of maybe think maybe it was a mistake.
How?
I mean, wouldn't they just throw it away? I mean, and the paper shredder, wouldn't they have kept that thinking, well, at least I could keep that?
For sure.
If they're into stealing stuff.
Jay, that's what I'm thinking. The only thing I thought was maybe a little conscience where it's a like.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, man, this has medical stuff. This guy might really need that. Now, I expected it to just be the medical stuff and not the paper shredder.
Right,
I thought
that
thing was gone for good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe they thought it was part of the package deal.
Yeah, you got to shred the gauze after you use it. Oh, God.
Ooh,
no,
yeah.
No.
Hello, my name is Producer Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Hi, Steve.
I am your biggest fan.
Thank you so much.
Steve is my middle name.
My first name is
Producer.
Yeah.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Producer Steve.
Who loves orange soda?
Steve loves orange soda.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, it's true. Ooh.
All ready for this?
Oh yeah.
Please welcome to the show, the one and only Producer Steve.
Producer Steve.
Hello, Steve.
Hi, good morning. That didn't happen to me.
None of that happened?
Yeah. All my packages have not been returned.
Right.
That have been taken.
Oh, man. I'm sorry.
But, you know.
Are you missing some?
Just one.
Just the one?
From a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was the when I was trying to get some running pants for
Wednesday.
That's right.
That's right.
And I risked them coming in on time.
Yeah.
And then, well, they didn't come in on time anyway.
And then they disappeared. So
and then
yeah.
they disappeared.
Yeah, it's fun.
But the company was nice enough to send me another one, so it all worked out.
They're thinking to themselves, look, this guy probably needs them pretty bad. He's probably got Bloom's Day to run or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's just, it's not cool, people. Don't steal packages. Just don't do it.
Yeah.
I still have one that I'm the most mad about, and it was the two iPad covers I had bought. I have two iPads I use for my business, and I wanted a certain kind of cover for them that was ideal for what we do. And I was like, oh, and I looked and I looked and I looked and I looked and I looked, and I finally was like, okay, I'm buying these. And somebody took them, and it just made me so mad because I had to reorder them that day, do it again, pay for them again, have them, you know, I was just like, ah. Well, I hope you have the right iPad for that. See, that's the other thing. You don't have the right iPad.
I would imagine a lot of the times the stuff they end up stealing from you doesn't really matter to them because they like you said, wrong size,
yeah,
wrong whatever.
Yeah, I bet you they're smoking it.
Okay.
What?
I don't even know. I don't know.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So anyway, Steve.
There it is. Steve's first thought.
Yeah. That is my first thought in the morning. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. No, I do have to give a few shout-outs from Friday. Because,
we saw a lot of people on Friday, that's for sure.
Yeah, we sure did, Jay. And there were, this one person actually said, hey, I'll be listening. And was basically like, hey, you know.
Threatening you with a shout-out?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
well,
shout
you better
out.
Do it now or they're going to be mad.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
So got to give a shout-out to Annie.
Annie,
and,
what's up?
And her whole crew, I'm going to get this right. Lori, Shelby, Barb, and Kelly. So there you go.
Whoa. Nice. Very nice. Very nice, Steve.
Yeah. It sounded like a good time.
Yeah. And then, Kevin, I met some people you know.
Oh, I bet you did. You were at the casino.
Right. Yeah.
No, this was outside of the concert.
It wasn't at the concert?
Well,
it was on just outside the little venue area there, Kevin.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
technically in the venue, but not.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Not in the bowl area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nate and Christina and their kids, Hallie and Tanner.
Yep.
The Bloomers.
Yep. So,
yeah.
Oh, good people, man. Good people.
Yeah. And then
Nate and I used to coach football together back in the day.
Oh yeah.
What day was that?
And I think
it was back in the day. It was in the day. It was a while ago.
And Christina was babysat by your ex-wife, I think she told me.
That is correct?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I think she mentioned that.
It's a small world after all. It's a small world after all. You know.
How I feel like we were... I don't know if I was... I think we did help get them together, though.
Oh,
in a weird way.
Let's say we did.
Because I knew Nate. Yeah, it's just, I don't know. It's a great love story, though. They're good folks.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
What do you got?
You know, something I've talked about for a long time on here. We had a listener letter about it, and that was just all the confirmation I needed.
Kevin James.
And that was getting a bidet. A bidet.
Oh, I thought you said getting a day. And I'm like, wait, you got your own day?
Bidet.
Wow. Yeah.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, don't forget, take the Coyote Country app, download it, take us with you wherever you go. You could be in Croatia. I mean, you could be. Like Chrissy, she's got their spam around the world. And more pictures on that later on, either today or tomorrow, whatever we decide to do with that. But Chrissy is on a roll. And I also saw Steve putting together another spam can today. with his arts and crafts project very early this morning. Don't know where that one's going to end up, but we'll talk more about that coming up. But anyway, download the app. It's free and take us with you wherever you go. All right, let's get a little audio vault in here this morning. Watch the Emmys at all, either of you?
I did not.
Steve?
I didn't either, no.
I was watching the Steve's football team, the Chicago Bears.
I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
I kept hoping for something good, Steve, and it just...
I mean, I like the uniforms. That's about it.
Oh, yeah, they were orange.
I enjoyed the orange, but other than that, you know...
I like when they bring those out. Those are cool.
Yeah. Jelly was singing last night on the Emmys, guys.
Who's holding on for dear life? But God knows, I know, when it's all said and done, I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be all right.
Yeah.
It's not okay, but we're all gonna be all right.
They sounded good on the Emmys last night. Yeah. Liked it. Didn't watch 1 minute of it. Probably never will, but good job, Jelly.
You didn't either?
No, no.
Oh, geez, okay.
The award shows are just, I don't know. I mean, I would rather the next day get the highlights and
agreed.
Take about 3 minutes to watch whatever, Kevin, than to sit through all of that. And, you know, I would like to thank people that no one knows and all the things. Where I'm just like, I don't know, man. He's kind of over it.
you don't want to hear about whoever's best friend?
No, not really. And again, you know, there's some funny things that happen, but I can get it in like 3 minutes as opposed to 3 to 4 hours.
Right.
It's just not going to be a thing for me.
Who hosted last night?
Eugene Levy and his son.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're funny. Yeah. I like Demi Moore's answer to the question about Bruce Willis. I thought she did a great job of, I mean, she just nails it.
He's in a stable place. What I say to my kids is you meet them where they're at. You don't hold on to who they were or what you want them to be, but who they are in this moment. And from that, there is such beauty and joy and loving and sweetness.
Yeah, difficult to do, I know. But important to do for a lot of reasons.
Was she at a rave?
I don't know. The music in the background there? Yeah. I think they added that after. I think that was post-production. Yeah.
She had a rave?
I mean, it was weird that she was talking about that particular topic and they decided to put that music behind her comments. You know, it's just like...
I will say, I saw her the other day on one of the talk shows. And I don't know why she's making the rounds right now. Do you? There's a new movie out.
Got to be a movie.
She has a new show out. Yeah.
A
new movie or show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. Sorry. I was trying to look at my computer and I can't.
Oh.
Thanks, Steve. You can get it.
What is going on?
What?
He wants you to Google why she's...
Why
she's...
Well, I don't...
All around.
Let's see here.
I went to get it. Oh, man. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Anyways, Demi Moore, I saw her on the television.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of those where I saw her from a distance and I was like, who is that? That woman is stunning. And then they got closer and you were like, oh, that's Demi Moore. And you go, yeah, she still just has the most beautiful look about her where you're like, wow. And her skin looks like it's about 28 years old.
Yeah.
Wow. What an analysis.
For 61, I would say that's shocking. Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
You know, Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary, he doesn't mince words. He's Mr. Wonderful. When he says stuff, you know, people listen. He does have some advice for you. He always has advice.
Stop buying coffee for $5.50. You know, you go to work, you spend $15 on a sandwich. What are you, an idiot? It costs you 99 cents to make a sandwich at home and bring it with you. You start to add that up every day, it's a ton of money. Most people, particularly working in metropolitan cities that are just starting out on their job, making their first $60,000, miss away about $15,000 a year on stupid stuff. And that's what they should stop doing.
Yeah.
He's so wonderful.
I agree with what he's saying.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, Mr. Wonderful. Second of all,
now it's supposed to be easy,
what sandwich
Kevin.
Can I make for 99 cents at home?
I would imagine probably a turkey sandwich.
Well,
Pretty easily, actually. I mean, two pieces of bread and some turkey and some mustard and mayo. I mean, I feel like that's a
mustard
dollar.
Mayo, piece of cheese. Are you have any cheese?
Well, yeah, why not?
You think that's less than a buck? I don't think it is.
I mean, if you really want me to, I could probably get out the calculator when I get home and add it all up and see how much it is.
I
want to
add it up, man.
Yeah.
By the way, Demi Moore, new film, The Substance.
Thank you, Steve. Appreciate you.
I'd get to it eventually.
Speaking of substance, this came out yesterday after the Packers game. This is the Green Bay Packers head coach talking about his quarterback and what he didn't do because of the center.
I asked Malik why he didn't throw the ball on that third down, and he told me that Josh threw up on the ball. I was like, that's the first time I've ever heard that. Matter of fact, the official came over to me, Sean came over to me and said, you know, we saw your center throwing up on the ball. Do you want us to take him out next time? I said, absolutely. Please do that because, I mean, you're talking about a critical situation, and it's third down, and I've never had a throw with bombing on a football. So I don't know. I don't think Malik probably didn't appreciate that.
It probably not.
Yeah, it does seem like they should have stopped it.
I mean, my wife heard that last night. We were watching, I don't know, SportsCenter or something, and she's like, why didn't the center just come out of the game? I'm like, oh, you can't be that guy, you know, just because you
Well, and it's right, like, in the middle. It happened seconds before he snapped
yeah,
it.
Yeah,
right?
Bent down there, and all of a sudden you just, oh, my. I mean, you can't move the football. If you were to move the football, a little bit of penalty.
That's true.
I mean, you're already set. Your hand's down there. I mean, what do you do? I guess you just snap it. I mean, what do you do in that moment? I like how he goes, I don't think Malik appreciated that.
No. Judging from his face, he didn't.
No, he was like, oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. And that's a good morning to you, everybody. That's the Audio Vault for a Monday. It is. Now, that's a Monday. It's September 16th, 2024.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
You know what the average student from West Virginia gets on his SAT?
Kevin James.
Rule.
That was very well played.
The Jay and Kevin Show on the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Hey, folks, we got a concert announcement for you, and it's pretty cool. I'm excited about the fact that Thomas Rhett is going to come to Spokane next year. It threw me off when I heard about it, you know, the super secret back channels, you know, through the Bat Cave, Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
When they were talking about it with me last week, I was talking to some promotions people, and they were like, yeah, Thomas Rhett's coming to Spokane, and he's going to be there on September 18th. Well, this was like maybe the 14th or something, and I go, where's he going to be on the 18th? And they're like, at the Spokane Arena. I said, what? And then
that's not enough time.
Yeah, right. I mean, maybe a little more heads up on the ticket sales, guys, and then, oh, 2025, everybody, it's fine.
Oh, you've wow, got, so you know, we have
plenty of
lots
time,
of time though, to prepare.
Yeah, and exciting, I'm going to play a song by one of his opening acts momentarily. Then yeah, I know, Kevin, you're going to be excited about it. But in the meantime,
to the text line.
To the text line. By the way, great pictures that Annie sent in, Steve, of you and the other ladies there at the end of the Walker Hayes concert. Well done.
Yeah, they were a fun group.
Yeah, that was great. Great picture, by the way. Thanks
what
for the picture,
What was the rest
Annie.
Of the night like, Steve? Did you enjoy festivities inside the casino? I know they had I think country night at Highball, you could have gone down there and danced a little.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, I was partying it up, man.
Some neon pizza? Well, what did you end up doing?
All of the things. so many dances. And
Kevin, my wife and I were getting ready to leave. We are parked in the back, and I said, Steve, are you back here? And he goes, I don't know. I think I'm over by the theater. I said, oh, did you go through the casino then? And he goes, I don't think so. I go, did you walk inside of a building? He's like, oh, yeah, I think I did. He goes, I think I went this way. I think I went upstairs. I'm like, Steve.
Yeah.
I go, yeah, I think you're over that way. So he's like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go gamble for a while. I go, wow, look at you. And then he goes, no, I'm not.
I did think about it.
For like, what, 5 seconds?
Yeah, I don't know. I was just so tired, man.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a long week, and, you know, lots of things.
Well, you know
it
what?
It was late.
Tammy's got a question for you. Hey, Steve, what was your favorite concert last week? You went to three of them.
Boy, so. Yeah.
It's a good question. So you had the Clay Walker, Eddie Montgomery concert that was at the fair. Then you had Parmalee at the Coeur d'Alene Casino. And then you had Walker Hayes. So which one of those concerts was your favorite for the week, Steve?
Boy, I tell you, Jay, you know, none of them disappointed. They were all great.
They were all great. I will agree.
Yeah, but you got to choose one.
Yeah, oh. You can only choose one. That doesn't mean the others were bad. See, that's the whole thing.
Yeah. I really enjoyed Parmalee. I thought they were really, really good.
I think I would concur, yeah.
So they were probably my favorite.
Yeah. Well, there you go. And I've made everybody else mad.
To the text line.
Oh, no!
I mean, Kevin, don't you think that was just mean the way he just...
Yeah, what did Walker Hayes do to you?
Yeah, just singled out all these other acts that just poured their heart and soul into their performance. And he's over there going, they were terrible. You know, they weren't Parmalee.
They're no Parmalee.
Yeah.
All right, I'll just shut up my yappa.
Walker Hayes said backstage, he was talking backstage about the fact that he had his daughters with him. So he's got three girls. And he's got... So Lainey, his wife, took the boys and they went to a Rocket League national championship. And then the girls went with Walker on the road.
Okay.
So he's... He takes his, you know, and he has the two young girls, which, by the way, when they came on stage and sang, Kevin.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, yeah.
They're so stinking cute.
Oh, my goodness, yes. And it was just fun. And so he goes, man, you guys ever been to Build-A-Bear? And we're like, oh, man, yeah. Yeah, we went to Build-A-Bear. And then he goes, and then, you know, you got to buy all these accessories like hats and glasses.
Yeah,
and
when you first see it, you go, well, this isn't too bad. Until you realize, well, you don't love your kid if you don't spend another $80.
Right, and all the accessories. He goes, so they're getting coats and glasses and hats. And he goes, finally, well, one of his daughters goes, you know, grab some shoes. He's like, I go, hey, put those shoes back. Your bear doesn't need shoes. And then when they're on stage, the youngest... I don't know how old the youngest is.
Six
maybe? Yeah. And she brought her little Build-A-Bear on stage.
Of course.
And I was like, I looked at my wife and go, Build-A-Bear doesn't have shoes on. He wasn't lying.
No.
Put those shoes back. We don't need shoes. I'm like, see, it doesn't matter who you are, how much you make. At some point, you got to draw the line.
That's enough. Bears don't need shoes.
Your bear doesn't need shoes, doggone it.
To the text line.
Shout out to our friend Electric Bill, who texted in this morning to say hello. Good to see you, Bill. And he said to say hello to you, Kevin. So there you go, Electric Bill. He said, yeah, I think Kevin gave me that nickname a long time ago.
I did.
And he's like, you know, it's like it's Electric Bill, but not the kind that you don't like. And I was
right,
like, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Probably 25 years ago, maybe.
Gosh, I bet at least.
Yeah. Also, Becky said, when is the CMA Award show? I heard I could win a trip to it. And missed it. Well, it's the 20th of November, so it's a little ways away yet. So about, you know, you got like 2 months. So.
It's so late this year.
It's very late, yeah.
Because of the elections, I think, is the biggest.
Well, the TV network decided not to have, you know, the TV network, every once in a while, election night Tuesday, the award show was scheduled to be the next night.
Yeah.
And they sat down and they thought long and hard about that, thinking, what are people going to want to be like, or what kind of attitude will people have? The day after, will they just be still concerned about the election? And then they moved it 3 weeks, which seems like probably a smart move.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, not till the 20th. And again, Thanksgiving is very late this year.
What is the date again?
I think it's like the 28th.
28th, maybe? Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. So, yeah, so it's not the week of Thanksgiving because, you know, people were like, holy smokes, is that the day before Thanksgiving? No. 8 days away. All right, so there you go. And a chance to qualify. Actually, you know, should we just qualify somebody right now, Steve?
Oh, yeah, sure.
All right, 509-441-0999. We'll take caller 7 to qualify you for the CMA Awards show trip. Kevin, this is the news. You're going to love this news. Thomas Rhett coming next year on September 18th at Spokane Arena. Very exciting, and this will be one of his opening acts. The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.